Well, top of the morning to you. It is St. Patrick's Day, and ordinarily we would be with our friends from the United Way over at Freighter's Eatery and Tap Room in Port Huron. We can't do that, so we're having a virtual party this morning, talking to a lot of folks who are involved with the member agencies and the United Way itself, including the board president of the United Way of St. Clair County, who joins us right now on the phone, Danny Nagin. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, I'm sorry that we can't see each other in person this morning like we usually do, but the party goes on. You've probably, as a board at the United Way, had to make some difficult decisions in this last week.
Oh, absolutely. I think these have been difficult times to navigate, and I think it's so important for everyone to remember that in normal conditions, their United Way is supplying need and services through our affiliated organizations all throughout the year. The money that they're contributing is going to work in their county, helping their residents every single day. In heightened conditions like we're in now, it's even more relevant, more important, as we try to navigate all the need that's going to happen in our community, trying to stay ahead of it. So proud of our staff at the United Way and our affiliated organizations as they work together and collaborate on the need that's going to be in the community in partnership with the St. Clair County Health Department. There's just a lot of different moving parts, and the change and the speed of which things are coming at us are quick, and they're just really providing great leadership in the middle of a little bit of chaos here, and very, very proud of their steady hand and their leadership as we kind of navigate this together as one community.
Yeah, it says a lot about the United Way, and it says a lot about our community too, doesn't it?
100%. This is where we shine. This is really where St. Clair County residents come together and help one another to see so many good. The volunteerism is off the charts. The governor encouraged folks that want to volunteer to connect. Again, very proud of the work that we do with 211 and encouraging residents that have need to tap into that resource. It's a great way to find out, one, where you can volunteer. Two, if you do have a need to find the right agency to get the help that's needed, this is where our county shines, and just very, very grateful to have people in our community that care so deeply about their neighbors.
I can't state enough how important I think that 211 service is, Danny, because a lot of people won't pick up the phone and call 911 in an emergency if they're not really sure of the severity of the emergency, but if they're facing some kind of a crisis at home, or as you said, if they want to volunteer for an organization, they want to, especially now when a lot of people are finding themselves with some extra time on their hands, they can just simply dial 211 on their phone and get that important information.
No, absolutely. It's a wonderful resource right at your fingertips, and it really provides comfort for our residents to know that if they have need, there's an easy access way to get the help that they need. And they shouldn't be embarrassed. They shouldn't be nervous. They shouldn't be afraid to make that phone call. If you need help, please call 211 for a non-emergency need. Certainly an emergency need would be 911, but in a non-emergency need, 211, we can get you the resources, help you need. And if you do have a passion for wanting to volunteer, you can also tap into that resource or call one of our affiliate organizations or call the United Way, and we will get you looped into an agency that fills the lane that you will want to spend your time in. It's just been very, very heartwarming to see the amount of volunteerism and people calling in and saying they want to help. How can we help?
Oh, that's fantastic. It's it just says everything about our community. We would have been having a raffle today, several raffles, some really nice prizes donated. The date for that's been moved to next month. So I guess we'll direct people to the website where they can buy those tickets and find out more about the United Way, which is uwstclair.org, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The raffle's been a huge part of what we do to raise money for the United Way. I really want to have an opportunity, Paul, to thank the donors of St. Clair County. This isn't, for times like this, not the reason why we give. We give because we have everyday need in our community. But your United Way of St. Clair County is built for times like this through good stewardship and through leadership from executive directors and boards long before we ever got here. And these are the, for people who wonder what their dollar that they give to the United Way a day means, their contributions, it's times like this that reminds us why we're so grateful to have all of our nonprofits that are here, that are well-capitalized, that are well-run, that are fiscally responsible, taking care of the health and human services needs of our county. So I want to thank our donors for trusting us and trusting other organizations that they're giving to, because these are the times that those organizations are built for, to help us and be that kind of steady hand in times like this. So I just want to say thank you.
Danny, your passion for the United Way is infectious. We always enjoy talking to you because I know that you you care very deeply for this organization.
Yeah, this is, I'm celebrating my 15th year, and it's not fun to celebrate under these conditions, but certainly a passion of mine to see all the good that the United Way does in our community. We could not do it without our affiliated organizations. They are the heartbeat of so many of the things and the services that are provided in our county. And so I want to thank them. I know you have a lot of them on today. And please know that the United Way board is behind them and thanks them very much for their partnership. It's my 15th year and no plans on slowing down anytime soon.
Oh, good for you. We'll hopefully meet face-to-face next year on St. Patrick's Day, and I'm sure sooner than that, Danny. Thanks for your time this morning, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too, Paul. Take care. Thanks
you
for
too.
All you do.
You got it. Bye-bye.